Well, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network is taking the Environmental Protection Agency to court for failing to meet its own deadline to protect Atlantic sturgeon and other wildlife along the Delaware. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin with more.
Maya Van Rossum is the Delaware Riverkeeper and leads the Riverkeepers Network. Van Rossum and the network have been battling for cleaner water standards on the river for 14 years. On Wednesday, the group filed suit to force the EPA to follow through on a commitment to create a higher dissolved oxygen standard for the estuary. A standard proposed in December 2023 underwent a 60-day public comment period and ended with a hearing in February. That triggered a 90-day threshold for publishing the new standards, which has not been met.
The truth is, oxygen levels in the Delaware River already at many times get too low to support the full life cycle of the Atlantic sturgeon of the Delaware. The current legal obligation is to protect only 3.5 milligrams per liter. That's just about half of what the Atlantic sturgeon actually need.
Wastewater plants and other chemical and biochemical producers, including farm and forestry waste, will be required to make sure any runoff or water dumped into the estuary meets the new standard and can face penalties if they fail to do so. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio. Radio 103.9 FM.
The EPA issued a statement saying it does not comment on litigation.